agree with you. It's so important for us to acknowledge each other, compliment each other, support each other, and form, because so many of us have so much in common. A lot of times we think we're the only one going through an issue. And once you open up, you go, you're experiencing that too. And even my daughter, who's a young Black woman, she said, I'm sharing, and we're forming groups called pods, groups where we can sit together. Even through COVID, we get online and we share what's happening in the workplace. We share if we're pulled over by the police, and we're finding we have more in common. And writing essays, putting books together, putting our music together, putting hairstyles together, and feeling we're worthy. Go ahead.
100%. I just wanted to say, as I spoke to that young lady, I said to her, you know what? Just wait for me. We'll chat when I get outside, because we were in a store together. And we had a brief conversation, but an enlightening and uplifting conversation, because what she said to me was, I'm in IT, and not too many women are in IT. Mm-hmm. Not many of us are there. She said, I can count on my fingers how many of us are there. She's one of very, very few. And she'd mentioned that her company, with everything that's going on right now, wanted to make a donation or get involved with an organization to do something for the community. And I thought, you know what? This is the time and this is the moment, because even if we look at Band-Aid brand, everybody know what Band-Aid is.
Yes.
Everyone. And would you believe that Band-Aid did something that I thought was quite unique? And they actually send out a tweet, and it says, we hear you, we see you, we are listening to you. We stand in solidarity with our Black colleagues, collaborators, and community in the fight against racism, violence, and injustice. And what they did was, they start making Band-Aid now all colors. Now you can get Band-Aid in every color. And they pledged, I mean, folks can go and look this up, because when we speak on the radio station, we like to give people references. They actually make a donation, I believe, to Black Lives Matters. I wouldn't quote a figure because I'm not sure how much it was, but they made a donation. But what is so unique, we grew up in our lives, our parents, that's in their 80s. The only type of Band-Aid you have was one or two colors.
Yes.
Now,
I know. They've
Claire, or the little, it's a little bit darker.
Yes.
But now they got brown Band-Aid. They've got, you know, when you look at it, a change is coming. And this is where our young people need to, like your daughter is doing, get together with other ladies. You know, as a matter of fact, I just found they said they would donate $100,000.
Oh, wow.
$100,000 to Black Lives Matter. In attempt to fight radical inequality in the U.S.
That's wonderful. And that is long overdue. And more people are going to be a part of the solution.
Yes.
We can identify the problem. Now we're looking for solutions. And young people have been a part of a system, and they are going to be the solution. My daughter was profiled when she worked in the U.S. She worked in IT, and she is now being mentored by a politician here to run for office.
Oh!
And not going to sit alone and take it anymore. She's being mentored to participate.
Did you hear that clap? I am so excited.
Not to sit by the side.
I am so excited.
Woman, and she said, you know, Mom, I came back. I was upset because my, you know, boss, who was white, had to say, don't film this young girl anymore. She's a part of this program. And she came back and she went and met an MP who's downtown, and she's been mentored. So we all can participate.
That is amazing.
let her face
you know
be
what?
Seen and make, sit at the table with the politicians
this...
and talk about our role. And Jay, I want to thank you. And
my producer just actually
inviting Dr. Tapple
yes.
and spending this time to talk about what we as young Black females and our counterparts or partners, whether we're straight, whether we're queer, whatever
yes.
sexuality is, we know that we love each other and we're meant to be here for such a time as this.
My producer actually just handed me a rackler to to congratulate your daughter. And this is what
Thank
love
you.
Is all about. But let me go back and just say something and then get back to what we were saying. Johnson
yes.
& Johnson, everybody knew who Johnson & Johnson Company is. And
yes.
Johnson & Johnson, according to the information I have before me here, the
mm-hmm.
company said that they're committing $10 million. $10 million over the next
mm-hmm.
3 years to fighting
wow.
systemic racism in America. You see, one
yeah.
poor Black guy, a man
yeah.
I should say, who nobody knew his name. I mean,
yeah.
no one knew George Floyd. And look
yeah.
what happened. And when I look at television and I see, you call the countries in Sweden, in Japan, in
yes.
Australia, where they're demonstrating because of systemic racism. You know, I
yes.
think it's about time. And it's people, it's wonderful young women like your daughter that you've educated as an educator yourself, educated your children, and educate your daughter. And I can tell you, whatever we can do here at Love Be
yes.
Afrobeat Music Talk Radio, we do it. Because I always say, this is the people's radio station. And we hold no qualms about saying this station is about Africa and the Caribbean Canadian community.
Exactly.
This is
yes.
who we are, and this is what we do. So we are going to support your daughter 100%. And, you know,
thank you so much.
100%. And, you know, I'm a good campaigner, you know.
I know.
I'm the best. Listen, I've campaigned for years for a lot of politicians that are now in power and some that have retired. So I've got a
yeah.
track record. But I just want to say to our listeners that our culture is rich. Young
yeah.
people, our culture is rich. Because when we think of the table we sit at,
yeah.
the light bulb, the
yeah.
traffic light, all those
yeah.
are created, let me use the word, invented by people of color.
Yes.
The curtain rod, ice cream.
Yes.
You see that alarm that people are, right now we have an alarm system? That was created
yes.
by a Black woman. The computer,
right.
you name
right.
it. Anything you can think about. The pitchfork, the horse saddle. You name
we
it.
We can go on.
We can go on and on. The wrench, you know.
Yeah.
Even there's one that is so profound. The a friend of mine, the mom has a pacemaker. There's
okay.
a Black person, Mr. Boykin, Otis Boykin. He created that pacemaker.
And you know,
mm-hmm.
when you hear the word, the real McCoy.
Oh, yes.
That came from Elijah Van McCoy.
Absolutely.
Who did the steam engine.
Yes.
And Dr. Charles Drew, a Canadian chick trained at McGill, did the separation of blood plasma. We can go on
oh.
and on and on. Madam C.J. Walker.
Oh, my goodness. That is my idol. Oh, don't get me started
on
her.
On.
Listen,
and
when...
also, thank you so much, and we can talk about what Maya Angelou's poem says. You can write me down in history with your, you know, lies, but we rise.
Yes, there
I
is
thank
so
you
much.
We rise, and we shine a light, and we rise, and
oh,
we
yes.
collaborate. We don't put anybody down. We collaborate, we hug, and we just shine and rise. So I just want to say thank you. Gratitude to to everything you're doing at your radio station. Mm-hmm. After teaching with the PIA board for over 30 plus years, I'm honored to continue to serve the community and to love everybody, because change is coming.
Yes, and Lady, I'll call you Lady Johnson. Before you go, I just want to introduce you to our next guest. We are going to take a 2-minute break so that we can get our other guests online. And you've been with us since 7:30, and I know time is precious. And I'd say to the world that I so appreciate having you on with me tonight. It is a great night. And I just also want to take the time to thank our listeners from around the globe. We've got listeners in so many countries around the globe, and sometimes it is actually a challenge to read all of the countries that we, but we've got listeners in Jamaica, Switzerland, Poland, Germany, Russia. Oh my dear, so many listeners. And sometimes I say it's a bit difficult to call everyone, but I'm just going to give a few. I mean, absolutely Canada and the United States, but we've got Germany, China, we've got Mexico, Russia Confederate, we've got Brazil, we've got Japan, my goodness, India, the Philippines, Brazil, Puerto Rico, so many countries, Turkey, Poland, Libyan, I can't say this country, but you're listening to me, please forgive me. It's Libyan, Arab, something. There's Ethiopia, Sweden, even Israel, Belgium. So many countries, too numerous to mention, but I just want to thank them all for making us their number one online African Canadian radio station. So we appreciate our listeners. And folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going to be speaking to Mr. Alistair Coward. He is the CEO for National Policy Alliance Canada. And I just want to remind you, tomorrow morning, because a lot of us are not in church at the moment, we are going to bring you Gospel Sunday. So don't forget, tune in tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. for Gospel Sunday. It's going to be with myself and Pastor Ryan McCullough. We'll be right back.